Dreamscape presents The Last Fee Hunter by Salani Goldenberg. Narrated by David Lee Huynh. Chapter 1. The Hunter. No two fee were ever alike, but every hungry ghost and demon in old Suyaram shared one thing in common. They had all been human once. And that made them more dangerous than any other creature, dead or alive. Perched on a high branch of a chamchuri tree, X watched the Kaunkyai and prayed to the devas it would take the bait. The young fee hunter scarcely breathed, every muscle tensed, dark eyes steady beneath his fearsome Kun mask, his body as still as the tree itself. The hungry ghost took two tentative hops forward on his one foot, cat ears flicking, owl neck head twisting every which way, the pale gray-green flesh of its skin coiled and unwound around its throat in tandem with its nervous twitches.
Patience. X could almost hear his masters now. Patience is one of our greatest weapons.
But the second the fee entered X's range, it took every ounce of patience he had not to drop down and stab it with a real weapon. He'd been after this bastard for 3 days and nights, with no food or sleep, and about half of that time was spent here, in the ever-present. The realm of spirits and magic that simmered between the threads of the physical world and the devas. For hunters, it was second nature to walk in the ever-present. In there, colors were bright enough to taste. Reds, spicy. Blues, soothing. Yellows, sweet as sunbeams. Scents were read in history and motion, a trail one can follow, the age of spilled blood. Sounds were sharper. X could hear the sticky smack of spit in the fee's mouth, and the low, distorted hum of dark energy from his hiding spot. Still, dipping in and out of the ever-present like a starved koi fish took a toll on X's nerves. He ached for a hot meal and a warm bed, but most of all, he needed the coin to pay his dues. He'd be back to the guild soon, and feared the wrath of the masters if he came up short. Again. His fist tightened on the hilt of his chain blade as the Kaunkyai neared a pile of meat that had once been the fattest macaque in the forest. The fee bent down, its tubular snout twitching. Its tongue snaked out and flicked over the carcass. Sniffing again, the creature then jerked up, neck spit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?